I'm Lucy Duran, and welcome to World Roots. This month, I'm in southern Albania to explore the distinctive choral singing style known as isopolyphony.
Wow, we've stopped at a really magical place. This is a vast mountain lake which is shrouded in mist, but not so much that you can't see that it's surrounded by dramatic mountains. This lake has a very special significance for me. This is Lake Ohrid, and I have driven down the other side of this lake through Macedonia many, many times. In those days, you could not get into Albania for love or money. But here I am, with my guide and friend, Edit Pulai.
Well, geographically, yes, it is Ohrid Lake. But as you know, Lake Ohrid is divided between Macedonia and Albania. And we recognize this part as Lake of Pogradec, due to the beautiful city of Pogradec.
And what's really exciting is that where we're heading now, to the south of Albania, is to a place where there is some of the most beautiful music in the world, the polyphonic music of South Albania. Probably the most distinctive style of music here in Albania is music that involves many voices, polyphonic music. And the expert on that music is Professor Vasil Tole. So please, in very simple terms, what is isopolyphony?
Isopolyphony is folk music, of course, which has in center the ensemble of the choir. The choir without instruments and different voices which sings over a drone, over iso. Iso is a kind of democratic voice because it means people who are together and speak and sing on the same time. After this, we have three solist voices to explain in a visual. If you start the melody from the top of the mountain, on the top is the starter. He sing and make
a descending line.
Yes. On the middle level of the mountain is waiting this second voice, the cutter. After the cutter is the thrower, and when you are on the sea level, this is the iso. Дірока стороночки поня на не трима вельмо і зоро. Дірока
Vasil, tell me what you think is the origin of this music. Do you think it's from the ancient world?
Yes, of course. I believe that this music belongs to the ancient Epirus. It's a polyphony born from the pain of the people who crying and weep for the dead people.
So it's a lament for the dead?
Yes, but the isopolyphonic music, which comes from the dead, was used from the people and for the joy.
Can I ask you to tell me what ancient Epiros was? Because for me, Epiros is the northwest of Greece, but it went beyond that. It included southern Albania.
I believe that it was not a kingdom, it was an ethno-cultural...
sort of geographical
yes.
Region.
And it's something amazing related with the Eastern polyphonic music, because this culture, this mourning culture, is directly related with the Hades.
Hades. An ancient Greek inferno.
And do you know where is the Hades territory? Just no more than 10 kilometers from the Albanian Greek border. There is the underground world. And if the spirits of the dead people goes to the Hades, above this territory are the people who singing, crying in Issa Polyphony.
So in the ancient Greek world,
yes.
Charon, who was the god, the ancient Greek god who greeted the dead,
yes.
And took them into Hades,
yes.
He stood on the border between Greece and Albania,
yes.
And accepted the dead
and
there.
Do you imagine that the customs between Greek and Albania is entitled Chafai Botas?
Which means the ravine of the world.
Yes.
And so on the other side of the ravine
is the Hades.
Hades. So there is an actual geographical place where this river goes underground.
Yes.
And you've been there and it smells.
Yes.
And it smells. What does it smell of?
The dead?
No. Sulfur.
We may not get to the entrance of Hades. In fact, I sort of don't want to go there, frankly.
Yes, yes.
But definitely to hear isopolyphony in its context, we need to go to the south of Albania.
Of course.
Where should we go, Vasil?
You must go to enjoy the vocal choir of isopolyphony in Girokastra and, of course, in Vlora, Valona. And if you want to enjoy, how to say, the urban music of isopolyphony, accompanied by instruments like clarinet, violin, please go to Permeti.
A really beautiful spot that we've stopped at on our way to our next location. We have a ruined castle in front of us, and we have this beautiful city kind of tumbling down the mountainside. Where are we, Edith?
We are in Girocastra, and the castle in front of us is the Girocastra Castle. Our leader, Enver Hoxha, was born here, so basically this was his town.
The leader of your communist regime?
Communist regime, dictator, Enver Hoxha, which we could see his house from here, which now is turned into an ethnographic museum.
And what have you brought us to here in this stunning historic town?
We are here to hear the root of Aiso Polyphony, a group from Girocastra who is called Ergiria, who work very hard to sustain and maintain the Aiso Polyphony of the South.
Oh, I'm just being offered some raki by the Isopolyphonic group up here on the mountain of Girocastra, and it is 10:30 a.m., and they're now on their second round. So it just seems like raki accompanies everything here.
Yes.
Especially music. Music and raki, they go together.
Absolutely. Polyphony without raki, it can't work. The songs would not flow otherwise.
Okay, in that case, gazuar.
Hi, the gazuar. This is a song about a soldier who was sent as a soldier in Ottoman Empire and came back as a dead person.
Yeah.
Because Lucy, the song we just heard, which was, we just said, a simple lament, has got very powerful lyrics for what I heard. And it's, if I do just a simple summary, would be a soldier who's gone to Turkey. He's the main character, so he's speaking or he's singing as a dead person. And he's sending basically a message to his back, to his family, saying, if my mom asked for him, tell her that I got married with death. And if she asks who were my bridesmaids, I'll tell her they were the vultures eating my body. So basically, it's a very powerful song about a dead person as a character of the song.
So this lament really comes out of 500 years of loss of sons during the Ottoman rule here in this part of the world, in Albania.
Yes. Okay. This is a patriotic song about the heroes of Albania, of all generations, the real heroes. It's from the villages surrounding Gjirokastra.
All along this mountain road, we keep finding these enormous flocks of sheep, and we stop, and each flock of sheep have a different set of bells tied around their necks. And this one, their bells are tuned exactly to the pentatonic scale of this region, to the music of South Albania, and this kind of aleatoric, totally random way that you hear the bells is just like the isopolyphony of this region. I mean, what's going on today? Is this normal?
Well, we have a shepherd just in front of us, so shall we ask him?
What? Yes, please. What's he saying?
Yes, today is the day. Day where all the shepherds, together with their flock, start migrating towards the mountain, the high mountain of Permet. And from today, they return in November. So today starts the season where they take the flock up there for the whole duration of summer.
So it's just by sheer chance that we are driving along this road today of all days and have heard all of these incredible bells. Can you ask him about the bells? Are they specially made?
Can you blare?
They bought them in Greece.
Ah, you bought them in Greece?
Mm.
Can you blare?
He's saying that they bought 5 pieces and it cost them 2 million lek, which would be like 1,500 pounds. Just for 5 bells and 2 kambor, the big thing.
The big bells?
The big bells. Apparently they're quite different. And the kambor, or the big bell, is for the leader of the flock.
Ah. So, what is the purpose of the bells? Is it just to help you? Is it just to help you find where the sheep are?
He's saying it's only for our pleasure, so we hear them.
So you just love the sound of these bells?
It's all for fun, for pleasure.
And so will you spend the whole summer up the mountains and then come down in the winter in November?
5 months they will be there, up in the mountain.
And you've been doing this for 25 years?
Since during communism, where there was no private or cooperative socialist structure. So now he's doing it for himself, but before has done it as an unemployed by the government.
Are things better now?
Yes, better now.
Better. You're free, you can do what you like.
It's my business and it's my work and my profit, so...
You've been very kind to stop and talk to us, and your sheep are disappearing. You better go out and find them. Have a safe journey.
You're listening to World Roots on the BBC. There's more from southern Albania after this.
BBC.
This is a huge crowd that have gathered outside the Egyptian Parliament.
1 year on, Magdi Abdul Hadi returns to Tahrir Square.
They're demonstrating against the military council that rules Egypt and the Islamists who control Parliament now.
Those who drove the revolution lost the election.
This, in a nutshell, really, is what the conflict today in Egypt is about. The Islamists, the military, and the revolutionaries on the street.
The latest slogan of this revolution was, if you don't allow us to dream, we will not allow you to sleep.
The Battle for Egypt, online from the 28th of February at bbcworldservice.com.
I'm Rajan Datar, and every weekend I hand the airwaves over to you. So if you feel strongly about what you hear on the BBC, then SMS 447786 2020 06.
I'm Lucy Duran, and still to come in today's World Roots, I travel to Permet in southern Albania to hear songs of love and emigration performed by Albanian singer Donika Petsalari. I'll be finding out why dictator Enver Hoxha dotted the countryside with concrete bunkers and what they mean to young Albanians today. And I head up to the mountains to the spectacular woodland setting of Logara to meet Grupi Bilbili. But first, the news.
BBC News with David Austin. The funeral of the American singer Whitney Houston is underway in Newark, New Jersey. The ceremony is taking place in the Baptist Church where Whitney Houston first began her singing career as a child. A gospel choir opened the service in which Stevie Wonder and Alicia Keys have also performed. There's been violence in the Syrian capital Damascus, where a Chinese diplomatic mission has met President Bashar al-Assad and called for restraint in the conflict between his forces and the opposition. A funeral in Damascus turned into one of the biggest demonstrations yet seen there. Diplomats at the United Nations nuclear watchdog in Vienna say that Iran is on the verge of greatly expanding its nuclear program at an underground site. They say it's preparing to install thousands of new machines for enriching uranium at the facility near the city of Qom. There have been more clashes in Senegal between police and people protesting against President Abdoulaye Wade's decision to stand for a third term in next weekend's elections. Police used tear gas on stone-throwing youths in Dakar. Somali leaders have signed an agreement which they hope will end the country's crisis. A new parliament with an upper chamber of elders is envisaged and a federal system of government. But the Islamist group Al-Shabaab, which holds much of the centre and south of the country, did not participate in the agreement. The former head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominic Strauss-Kahn, is expected to be questioned next week by police investigating an alleged prostitution ring. Sources familiar with the case say he's been summoned for questioning on Tuesday about sex parties. He's always denied any wrongdoing. Police in northern Sweden say a man has been rescued from a snowed-in car after being stranded in freezing temperatures without food for at least 2 months. Officers say the top of his vehicle was spotted on a deserted forest road just south of the Arctic Circle. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.
I'm Lucy Duran, and welcome back to World Roots and more of the distinctive sound of isopolyphony in southern Albania.
Where are we going?
Where we are going to Përmet, the beautiful town of Përmet, and we're going to listen to the saze of Përmet.
The saze is the instrumental music.
Yes.
But Përmet is famous for its music, isn't it?
Yes, very famous. This kind of isopolyphony is very typical, and although it's part of this region, as far as I know, I always associate that music with Përmet, so for me that's the authenticity of the saze.
If this countryside is anything to go by, we're going deep into traditional Albania here.
Yeah.
The
song we are going to play now, it's called Why You Tambourine Are Not Playing. So it's a song dedicated, and it's a conversational song about tambourine, a very characteristic instrument of our town.
Moi tambourine,
That astonishing voice that we heard and the lead singer is Donica Pezzalari, who's with me. Donica, there are two voices. You're the lead singer and then there's a second voice. What's the relationship between the two voices?
Always isopolyphony has been sung with the starter and the follower. So it's the relation between these two voices. It's what makes the music so particular and so special.
Do you live here in Permet?
No, I don't live in Permet. It's been 16 years since I left and based myself in Athens. In the beginning of my emigration, I was missing a lot playing music. My husband is a clarinetist, and slowly, me singing, he playing, we started to slowly to build the group.
And why did you leave this beautiful town, Permet?
The reason why everyone left, including me, to go abroad are economic reasons. Like all Albanians left in this hateful year of 97. So after settling in Greece for 5 years or more, of course the Greek never gave us the permission to come back or to go back. So once you are there, you are not allowed unless for special occasions, like would be for Easter or something like that. So after 5 years in Greece, I learned that it's a festival in Berat, a city of Albania. And I was so determined to come back, knowing that I don't have passport to return. So I take my daughter with me. We come to Albania, go to Berat, play at the festival. And then was the issue of how do I return to Greece, back to my family, where my husband didn't join us. He remained in Greece. So I decided to go on foot. I take my daughter on my back. She was a young baby. And then we crossed the river, crossed the mountain, arrived at the checkpoint and said, my daughter is very sick, so I'm just taking her to Janina Hospital. And the guard let me, and that was the story.
It seems like a lot of your songs, Donica, are wedding songs. Is the wedding a really important time for this music?
Po. Po. Kënga për metare është këngë dashurie, këngë që i këndon dashurisë. Më të shumë të atë janë këngë erotike.
Our songs are mainly about love, and they celebrate love. And of course, emigration. We have experienced emigration before and after the Second World War. Due to economic reasons and not having enough work, so people traveled, but not necessarily abroad, but even moving from one town to town, like go to Korça, find work. However, I could say that the hardest out of all this emigration tradition, as is in Albania, the present one is the hardest. I remember in one occasion, being myself an emigrant, I remember one occasion when I was singing in a festival, the song goes, the lyrics are women waiting for their men who have left to work abroad, women waiting by for them, they could come dead or alive. That would be the lyrics of one of the emigration songs. So when I was singing that song in one of the festival, the director was trying to light my eyes in order to make me show like I was crying. And they were trying to manipulate all this situation because they saw I could not cry. And I sang this song without any tear in my eyes because I never experienced myself on my own skin the pain of emigration on my skin. Now that I'm myself an immigrant, every time I leave to Greece, I cry my eyes out every time I cross the border.
Oh,
So there's a fabulous fragrance here now on the table around us because some raki, local homemade raki, the fire water that this town, Permet, is so famous for and that apparently inspires so much music. And the musicians have invited us to a round of raki. So I think it's time to say cheers in Albanian.
Gëzuar!
Gëzuar!
Ai kanuja to burime, ti moj buskara filjarine. A kanuja to burime, ti moj buskara filjarine. Ti moj buskara filjarine. Amane, o përbeline, për kokën tënde, aman, amane.
Në mjeruj moj me dorën tënde, e ti moj vajza moj për me tare. Në mjeruj me dorën tënde, ti moj vajza moj për me tare. Ti moj vajza moj për me tare. O, aman, aman, amane, o përbeline, për kokën tënde, aman, amane. Duhemi moj të gjithë e dima, e nuk e fshehi moj dashurina. Duhemi të gjithë e dima, nuk e fshehi moj dashurina. Nuk e fshehi moj dashurina. O, aman, aman, amane, o përbeline, për kokën tënde, aman, amane.
One thing that it's really hard not to notice in this country are these concrete bunkers, which are just everywhere, everywhere. I mean, in the most beautiful landscape, suddenly there's this kind of ugly, concrete, mushroom-shaped bunker, loads of them. So, I mean, why? What are these bunkers? Edit.
Well, there are 700,000 bunkers all over Albania.
Good Lord, 700,000.
Yes.
So this was Hoxha?
All Hoxha time. It started after we broke with Russia, then with China, then with all our neighbors. So obviously when we were completely isolated, our leader had a constant paranoia that we will be invaded. And so he built those bunkers, which took a lot of money, a lot of effort, and our economy was ruined, in fact, by just building this concrete, because we also had them just in front of our houses
in
the
Tirana.
Capital, yes. Every neighborhood had his own bunker in case of invasion. It was a hiding place. And in fact, the earliest memory of my childhood would be one of these experiences where a siren would go in the middle of the night. So on hearing the sirens, we, the whole family, would take just the most essentials, like a blanket and maybe a bottle of milk or whatever, and just take the grandparents, take the young kids in the hands, a very fast maneuver of how to react. And then you would go in those bunkers, the whole neighborhood, and you would stay there for hours and hours until the sirens would go off, which was to inform us that it's over. And all this, we'll find out, was just an exercise. And it happened all over the country simultaneously. So you would have the whole Albania hide it on those bunkers simultaneously.
Well, that would have been a good time to invade. The country would have been empty.
Yes, but the bunkers where we are just standing would be for soldiers. So on that siren, military would take position on those bunkers facing the sea, just in case some Anglo-American boats were appearing and they would be ready.
Well, just behind us, these mountains rise up very, very sharply, extremely high, and I can see there's a really zigzaggy road that climbs up that mountain, and that's where we're going now. We're going to a mountain called Logara to hear a wonderful group, Gruppi Bilbili, the Nightingale Group. It really doesn't get much better than this. We're over 1,000 meters up the mountainside in a very old pine forest with enormous pine trees all around us, with birds singing. There are clouds coming down over the edge of the mountain, and we're in this field to hear one of the most celebrated polyphonic groups of Albania. They're actually from Vlora. They've come specially to this place to sing for us. There's seven of them, and one of the things that makes this group, Gruppi Bilbili, unique is that there's a flute player in it, and his name is Vendim Kapay. There's another instrument that you've brought here, which is a double flute, and I know that that is a really ancient instrument. But tell us about the double flute.
Të dy instrumentat, faktikisht ky është më i vjetër, sula dy herë në kohën e grupit, kurse kjo.
Yes, definitely. Double flute is as old, or I would say in the same time as the flute. And they are very ancient instruments, and the story goes, as the straw field was burning, the wind passed and the remaining straw started to make this sound. From that, the shepherd started to make holes and more holes in the straws, and then it reached the 8 holes, which is do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, the notes. So the difference between flute and the duyare, the double flute, is also the flute is mainly for shepherds, while the double flute is it's for shepherds with goats.
The
goats seem to be not as calm as sheep, and the shepherd with sheep just plays the flute and they all gather around him. They don't seem to move or to be disorientated. And the goats, on the other hand, when the double flute is played, wherever high in the mountain they are, they start descending. So they prefer it, it seems.
Наша затяжко те врізи дале, дале. Наша затяжко те врізи дале, дале. Наша затяжко те врізи дале, дале. Мой пустанин кушта грісти дале, дале.
Σοκέια κι ομογέρ, μισή δάλε, δάλε.
Σοκέια κι ομογέρ, μισή δάλε, δάλε. Σοκέια κι ομογέρ, μισή δάλε, δάλε.
Δε ροζι ομου βράβε, δάλε, δάλε.
Δε ροζι ομου βράβε, δάλε, δάλε.
The lead singer of the group is a woman by the name of Tahira Bojani. Tahira, I hear in Albania, I keep hearing the word qef, which means joy, fun, enjoy yourself. So it's the spirit of enjoying yourself that seems to be such an important part of life here in Albania. And at the same time, Tahira, it's as if your music, your polyphonic music, is all about mourning. In fact, it's about lamenting. Why is that?
Yes, of course, qef is part of us too. And in the gatherings, like weddings or celebrations, or just for fun, as we gather and we sing only lyrical songs and love songs, would be one song or two just as a remembrance, and not to carry on with the sad part of it about emigration, because lots of our sons have, it's like including them in those celebrations by singing one or two songs about emigration. It's a part of our life also.
You're not just singing songs that you've inherited. They're actually songs that express something, some deep personal experience.
Yes, I would say the whole Albania, not just South Albania, has been affected by this, but especially the past 20 years and the tragic events that have happened.
What tragic events have happened?
Yes, the tragic events, I would count the terrible 28th of March 1997, where 88 women, men and children sunk trying to escape, and many, many other after that, people living on the rubber boats trying to escape and sinking, attempting to go to Italy. Many losses like that. Even those who escaped now returns wealthy, car, fast, and off they go out of the excitement. And there have been many accidents like that, but they calculate like losses of emigrants. So it's not like someone living here dies. It makes a big difference being an emigrant having a car crash than someone who lives here and has a car crash.
Show.
matin dhe kazman do vete ti zbuloj varë. Do
Grupi Bilbili performing in Logara, Albania. I'm Lucy Duran, and this month's World Roots was produced by Peter Meanwell for the BBC.